Today, I'm going to take some time to visit with State Senator Jesse Green joining us on the phone. And Jesse, first of all, thanks for taking some time to visit this week.
Oh, you bet. It's always a pleasure. And it was a historic week and a week I'll never forget. It's so exciting that my energy level went down so low that I got sick a little bit. So
you kind of wore yourself out there in the beginning there. Again, it was very busy. Well, you guys went on the Senate side, and we're talking about the governor's school choice bill. They call it the school choice bill, but Child First Act. But the House had done it, moved it out, and then what Senate? It was you guys stayed late to take care of it. It looked like.
Yeah, I think. I think the Democrats thought there was a chance that the House would vote it down, so they wanted to wait to see what happened in the Capitol. What's interesting is that Democrats own, or the minority party runs the time clock, and then the majority party runs the agenda. So that's the one thing that the Democrats do have control over is the time clock.
So anyway, you did pass it. The governor did sign it right away the next day. You didn't get her to come out like you were hoping, but that's okay. There's a lot of people that were waiting to hear, though. That was a big thing.
Yeah, she's actually working on scheduling a tour for the state of Iowa. They're picking out their spots right now. I put in a request for Boone and Fort Dodge, and so we'll see. I think between Boone and Fort Dodge, that'd be a ton of kids, and I think that'd be a lot of fun if we did something, even maybe combined together.
Yeah, well. Again, I had to remind people, when they talk about it, but in Boone, we do have both Trinity and Sacred Heart. I know you've spent some time at Trinity before, and I think at Sacred Heart, too. So.
Yeah, it's very similar to the school that I went to up in Fort Dodge. I went there from second grade to eighth grade, and every time I've been in Trinity Lutheran, it just gives me flashbacks to 30 years ago, and it's a special place.
Well, we know that they're looking forward to now. The big thing, and a lot of people are wondering, oh, well, it's all done. Now we have to go through getting the logistics and putting everything together. Again, the legislation's passed and that's set. But what we're going to get an outside company. I heard her talk about getting RFPs out, things like that. And there's a procedure to go through on all of that. So there's still work to be done to put this all together.
Yeah, so it's a big bill, and with any transition in life, it can be hard. So I anticipate a few hiccups along the way, but overall, next year you'll see it's estimated about 15,000 kids that are in families that make income less than $85,000. That's the estimation of how many kids will take advantage of these scholarships. And then the year after that will be a 400% of poverty level. Mm-hmm. If I remember right, that's $115,000 income level for a family. And then on the third year, it's going to be universal. And so I was really surprised about how bold her proposal was. It was certainly a lot different than last year. But, with Governor Reynolds, she's been really bold on so many issues. I guess I shouldn't have second-guessed her on this. So.
Yeah, it was. It was. 2 years ago was, and then a little bit more last year. This year, she laid out the whole plan. So, well, let's talk about a few other things that are going on for you. Did your local government committee have anything going this week?
Yeah, we held a meeting. I was able to run my farmer's market bill, which will standardize the licenses that farmer's markets apply for, people that have farmer's markets. So right now, you have to have a permit that's county by county. So let's say you serve or you work at you're a vendor at five different counties, at five different farmers markets, sure. You're paying quite a bit. And so we want to make a statewide license available for that. So a pretty non-controversial bill. I ran that out. Next week in local government, I think Debbie Durham's going to come and give a presentation on housing. That is the goal of local government this year. The main goal is how can we make housing more affordable and help economic development achieve their goals. And a few years ago, she laid out some goals that she wanted to hit by now, and we want to hear what we can do for. The last thing that was kind of interesting this week is I met with the DNR quite a few times with our chair lady, Annette Senator Sweeney, and mm-hmm. we had a few different constituent issues, and One pertains to right here in Boone. There's kind of some weird activity happening with drones in pastures, and one individual had his bull get ran through a fence because of it, and anybody can sympathize with that and realize that he'd be pretty mad. Yeah. We will be filing a bill that would start the conversation. FAA regulation is that you can't fly a drone over, I believe it's 400 feet. And so the proposal we're going to start with is anything that's less than 400 feet, that airspace would be the property owner. So in a situation like that, if there's danger being posed to his livestock and it's over his property, my hope is that he would have the availability to shoot that drone. So that was a really fun, interesting talk this week.
Well, I know that, and you'd mentioned that before, that those are just some of the things that you got to work your way through. See how that one progresses. But that's one of those issues where we are seeing more and more people getting out there with drones of different sizes. And you've got some, I know in the law enforcement side, they use theirs. When they're using theirs, because they're all there. But you got a lot of people that are becoming, users of those. And you never know where you're going to encounter those.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good point that you made with the police. I haven't thought about that. How we're probably going to have to have a carve out for emergency purposes. So
take a look at some of those. So
look at you, Jim. You should be down with Kevin.
I get ideas all the time.
Yeah.
Most of the time, I'm just trying to keep going forward. That's the biggie. Those some of the things you had in some of your committees this week.
Yeah, that was pretty much about it. The school choice bill really kind of soaked up all the energy this week, and I'm still kind of trying to calm down from that. I never dreamt every single year there's just such monumental legislation that gets passed, and it's truly just such an amazing experience.
Well, we do know that some of the things like you had mentioned earlier that do have to come up now. It's the other part of the funding for education. That's one of the things that you guys are always looking at, trying to get that taken care of relatively early so that schools can start planning their budgets and doing that. So we still have that part to do. They still have the funding for public schools to deal with.
Yeah, the governor came out with a 2.5% proposal, which is equal to generally what she proposes every year. Back when the Democrats were in control, it was very typical that they would have 4% increase in SSA, state supplemental aid to schools. And so on the surface, you would think, well, that's just typical Republicans just kind of cheating the schools or not giving them the money that they need to survive. But you got to go underneath the surface a little bit and see all the other ways that we have funded, especially rural schools, with transportation equity funding and teacher apprenticeship programs. And there's just so many other things that we have put money towards that the Democrats didn't before. So it's if you just look at that SSA number, it's a little bit deceiving as to what we've been doing the last few years.
And I know one of the other things we had touched on, I know you'd mentioned it earlier too, taking a look at some of the restrictions that go with money, if some of those can be adjusted a little bit to free some things up for some of the schools.
Yeah, for example, if you if a public school kid moves to a private school with this bill that we passed this week, there's about $1,200 of categorical funding that will be available to the school from the state of Iowa. That's a very interesting idea to help these schools out. I mean, a lot of people don't realize that if a child goes from public to public, there's $7,500 just leaving that school that the kid leaves. Well, with this proposal, if a child goes to a private school, it makes sure that that sending district is getting a little extra help.
Okay. Let's see. Any other things that you kind of caught? I know most of the focus kind of wore you out there at the early part of the week. What happened? But I remember. Yeah. Because you had talked about housing before, and you said you guys got a demonstration on 3D printing for homes.
So. Yeah, that was such a cool demonstration. The technology with 3D housing is just phenomenal, and I truly believe that is the future of of massive housing projects, especially in rural Iowa. Rural Iowa has a housing issue, and I think a lot of it is trying to connect small towns to developers and working out those agreements. That was really neat to see what they can do with that.
Well, you've been pretty fortunate in your district, again, here in the last year or so. We've seen some pretty good positive steps. Ogden, in particular, moving forward on housing. Boone's had some pretty good progress there as well. And I know Madrid, they're still working on some of their efforts as well. So we are seeing some improvement in the rural parts, again, compared to what we had done for several years. It is where people are finding this. This is where they want to live, and they will drive that distance to work and commute like that. So,
yeah, certainly. This district is actually very unique. Most people would consider our district, Senate District 24, a rural district, but you look at towns like Slater and Madrid, Ogden, there's so many interesting case studies of small-town Iowa doing big things, and I think a lot of that has to do with the Ames Chamber of Commerce and Greg Picklop. He works for him. He's very ambitious getting out there and talking with those local communities. And I just think those right pieces are in place for good things to happen for District 24.
Well, I know that we got to get you to take a break here so you can get over being sick here. Well, again, looking forward to next week. What sorts of things are you expecting? You said Debbie Durham coming in?
I have my first big forum this Saturday up in Fort Dodge, and the reason I'm going up to Fort Dodge is because that's where I used to teach, and I have a lot of connections there within the private school world, and people are going to want some explanations on this bill. It's probably going to be very heated, but anybody that knows me knows I haven't wavered on this issue, and I see things the way that I see it, and I'll explain my position. And so it'll kind of be interesting to see that forum take place. I haven't had a forum yet. And some constituents say that that's my fault for not doing that, but it's just the way it is. Usually local groups will put those together. But I hope constituents always know that I'm easily accessible. And if they wrote me and I caught that they live in Boone or this district, that I replied as soon as possible. Even if we disagree, I want to make sure that constituents know there's always an open communication.
All right. Well, again, a lot of things will be coming up back on the table next week. Stay warm. That's going to be the big thing. People stay warm out there. And I'm thinking otherwise, we've seen a few other bills and pieces of legislation that have started to bounce around and move around. And again, there's still that part where a lot of people don't see it, but you guys have that busy work where you just take care of pretty much non-controversial things, but things that do need to be done.
Yeah, so in our committee, we've only passed out two bills out of local government. So the committee work is just starting. But if you take up out every committee, I can't remember if there's like nine committees, and if every committee has passed out two bills, that means that there's 18 bills potentially that Senator Whitfer, our boss, could let hit the floor for a vote. So it could be such a thing that next week will be our first floor debate. So that'd be a lot of fun.
All right. State Senator Jesse Green, our guest on the program today. I know you need to take something for the cough and the cold. And get over that and have yourself a good weekend. And we'll look forward to visiting with you again next week and see how things have been progressing.
Thank you, Jim. It's truly always a pleasure. So.